Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Fev is in Adelaide this morning randomly.
At one point in my life did I ever think Katy Perry would be warming me up. But thanks for that, Katy. And here he comes with the big dog. I'm over in Adelaide. Just a bit of a recap. I booked a trip over here with Alex, Penny and Jason, two friends, and to come over and watch the boxing. Danny Green and Anthony Mundine, the second bout, went over to the stadium last night. No fight. The fight was on Friday night, so I stuffed that up. But Penny, our good friend, thought that she'd book a really nice dinner. So I'm literally in Adelaide for dinner. We came over. It's 45,000 degrees over here. I don't think I've ever been in a place that I've been so hot. It's a really dry heat. Sweating up, just sweating bullets, really hot. So I went to this place and we had to walk there. It was only about 3 minutes up the road, but I did want to get an Uber because it was hot and I didn't want to go to the restaurant sweating. And I'm thinking the restaurant's going to be nice and chilled. It's a really nice restaurant. It's up top of the Sky Bar. Get upstairs and said to the lady, "Oh, geez, the windows and stuff are open." She said, "Yeah, we've got no aircon." Ooh, not a real good start. Oh. So it was Bikram eating.
Oh, that's horrible.
But my theory, Fief, was I can just eat more because I'm going to sweat. Just sweat it out.
Really? You're just going to go for it.
Just went for it. So we had lobster, sashimi. I ordered a kilo and a half steak. Yum, 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 yum.
Mate, yeah. You kidding me? They had to fuse two cows together for that.
it was delicious. The food was divine. So I had a really good dinner, but yeah, Bikram eating, I think it's a thing.
See, I thought,
I'm going to start it.
I'm sure this is a thing. When it's really hot, you lose your appetite. Like that's a biological thing.
Not if you're Fev and you just turn up in your togs and go, "Guys, if this is all you can eat, I'm sticking around till Saturday."
7:34 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
When I woke up this morning, I read a news story that made me do this. Fwah! Fwah!
Hey, you haven't fwahed in a while.
Yeah, I haven't fwahed in a while. Couple of things. Australia Post, wonderful Australian business that I've always thought we need to support our posties. I love our posties. My postie particularly gets along my street on his bike. Love him. High five him as he flies by. But how's this? The CEO of Australia Post, he makes $5.6 million a year. That's his salary. $5.6 million. Last thing I heard, Australia Post was going under.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's why
emails have taken over, and this guy's like, "Well, I will suckle on this sweet teat until it runs dry."
How do these guys do it? Like, honestly,
he's actually a really good guy. I had a fair bit to do with him. He was involved in the Carlton Footy Club.
Someone's getting kickbacks. Come on, Fev, be honest.
Hey, mate, if you can get it.
But how do they get it? Like, I've never been a CEO of a company, and I would love to be one day. But
you're the CEO of our show.
How do you get to a point where you go, "I'm going to give myself this much, nobody say anything, I'll just continue on as is"?
Stamps are now $95 a pop. That's how he's clearing that out.
But you know what? Even our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he's had a shot at him.
In my view, and I say this as someone who spent most of his life in the business world before I came into politics, I think that is a very big salary for that job. I think that salary, that remuneration is too high.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go on my yacht.
Look, he's doing
quite well.
How much
does Trumbull get paid?
Well,
less than that.
The thing, though,
no, it is less.
It is a lot less than that. I would love people, if there's anyone listening, and because the funny thing is, look, there is even a guy that in the news today, he's a janitor and he made over $300,000 a year.
Sorry?
Which is a lot. That's a lot of money, isn't it? But
are you seriously paying that bill?
No. He's clocked all this overtime.
But he's also your butler, isn't he? So.
No, this janitor's made $327,000 a year in overtime. So he's kept going, "I'm working overtime, working overtime."
Wow.
But he's been caught on CCTV footage just having a sleep in a closet. So he's like literally sleeping, but like putting in all this overtime for $327,000. I reckon that guy would put his hand up and go, "I'm being paid too much for what I'm doing." Sure. I think the CEO of Australia Post should probably put his hand up and go, "I'm being paid
too much."
Much.
Yeah, a bit much.
13:10:60, if anyone's brave enough out there to admit, confess, yeah, I'm being paid too much.
I reckon I'm getting paid too much to do this job. 3 hours, it's not that much. But playing footy, Jeez, I was underpaid.
No.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? One day
a
week.
My last year's contract was $1.2 million. That's not enough. I was the best player.
Okay. 131060 is the number. And look, we can also put the voice disguiser in place because it's a pretty big thing to admit to that you get paid too much. So we can even protect your identity if you want to.
And we're not suggesting anyone's going to be paid $5.6 million. But you know how sometimes you're doing a job and you go, oh, I'm not kidding. When I was doing the Rock Patrols for another radio station, shouldn't have mentioned that, I was like one of the... Yeah, I was like a Black Thunder driver, and I was being paid on the weekends. Yeah, on the weekends, on a Sunday or on a public holiday, you get paid double time and a half. Hmm. And I would go and drive the car and sit in a car park and have a sleep.
That's this company.
Yeah, I know.
I reckon I've met you then, Fev. We used to chase them.
Yeah, you would just. Yeah, but you just give freebies out. Yeah, but Fev, I'd say.
Chase it would have been easy when she's asleep in the driver's side.
But I'd say, guys, we're heading out to Ringwood Park, Ringwood Lake this morning. We'll be there giving away icy cold cans of Coke. But then I'd park somewhere else and have a sleep. And then when they'd ring the station and go, but I can't find the drivers, I'd go, traffic, I couldn't get there.
I know there's a lot of kids out there who wonder how you get a sweet radio gig being on Fox Hit FM in the breakfast. Just work hard like there you go.
I'm prepared to say back then I was being paid too much for what I was doing.
Well, see, here we go. We're going to take some calls after the break. 13, 10, 60. You realise that is the same company. So you still work for that company. Okay. It's 10 to 8.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, so the guy that runs Australia Post, $5.6 million. Even the Prime Minister thinks he makes too much money.
Yeah, that is outrageous. Australia Post. I mean, that's as Aussie as. We love our posties. I want our posties to get that money. I don't want that guy at the top to get that money. When I get CEO, you need, and a big shout out to our CEO who does a wonderful job, you definitely need to get remunerated accordingly. But there's millions and then there's 5.6 million. Come on, shave the top of that.
I like the way that you're working. Give it to the posties.
Yeah,
great guys.
They are great guys and girls doing a wonderful job out there. Anyway, we have said, let's be honest, I think we've all had a job at some time in our life where we say to ourselves, are we actually getting paid to do this? I remember when I went to the Olympics in 2000 and I was... like, you know, the volunteers were...
Yeah, yeah.
No, remember the volunteers? I went as with Samsung and I got paid for like, I got paid like $4,000 for 2 weeks work. And I went, really? Just to walk people around and...
Well, why didn't you give some to the volunteers?
I was 20 at the time going, this is like the best job ever. But it was a ridiculous amount of money to get paid.
Yeah, I've had a point.
Sarah from Altona is on a voice disguiser. Hi, Sarah.
So that wouldn't be her real name either, and hopefully the voice disguiser works.
There we go. Moneybags, what's happening?
Are you there,
Hello.
Sarah?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good, Sarah. We've popped you on that voice disguiser. Now,
Thank you.
Are prepared to admit you get paid too much money.
Yes, I do. I'm a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
And I get paid about $1,500 a week.
What for?
To tell people what to do, pretty much.
What's the job?
Me? I'm a manager.
Is this Adrian?
No, is this our boss?
Is this our boss?
So, you're 19. That's a good gig. So, Sarah, you saying you think it's too much because really you don't do a lot. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow, good gig.
Sarah, you need Faith's job because she gets paid heaps more and she bosses us all around. So
I reckon we should switch.
Shoot for the stars.
Yeah,
yes,
I'd happily switch right Thank now, you. Sarah. I'd like to go out and
60
hang
grand
out.
A year at 19 is not bad, is it?
Yeah,
it's
that's
great.
Good.
Well, 1.5 times 52, I guess, that you factor in tax.
What?
Well, she's only you're going to work about 40 weeks.
Oh. I've no idea what you guys
it's about
are
60 grand, Byron.
Anna from Altona Meadows. Hi, Anna.
It's actually more.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Really good, Anna. Anna, are you prepared to say that you get paid too much for what you do?
Yeah, well, it was back in the day, about 20 years ago, when the going rate for a 15-year-old was about $5. I was getting three times that, about just over $15 to sit office for an older bloke, and I basically answered two phone calls for a whole year, and I was getting three times what my mates were getting paid at Safeway and McDonald's, and it was the best job I ever had.
What is it? You want one of those once in your life where you do, like you, that Anna, you would have been sitting there in the office and just been going, I can lie, I'm on the computer playing.
I read a lot of trashy magazines. Oh. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm getting paid to do this.
And that's when trashy mags were boring. Fee wasn't in them then.
Hey, Byron, yeah, 40 weeks... $1,500 is $60,000.
No, but you get a full-time job. Full-time job, and then you get paid and leave. You get.
Just telling you, mate.
Thank you for the maths check there.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Remember a few weeks ago, guys, when I told you that Trixie attending 3-year-old kinder had just crept up on me?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you couldn't find one, could
you,
mate?
I did find one, and it's the cutest kinder. Oh, it's so cute.
How much did it cost you in kickbacks?
No, it doesn't cost you kickbacks. It's a kinder. It doesn't cost.
Drop the name so you get the fees for free.
No. Now, Trixie, it was a big day in our household because Trix went to her very first day of three-year-old kinder. And I was trying not to make a big deal of it because it's not even really kinder. I mean, you know I have some separation anxiety with Trix and I'm not really good at...
Some.
Yeah. I'm not great at her having to go out into the big wide world. And people were saying to me, oh, first day of kinder. And I was like, no, three-year-old kinder. Like proper kinders next year and then preps the year after. This is sort of a nothing year. It's just three-year-old kinder.
He's just paying for her to nap during the day.
No, I don't know.
Is this similar to like... Pre's, like pre-drinks before a party.
Yes, there you go, Feb. That's
yeah, you
exactly
just go have a pre's at the, and then you go to the party.
Yeah, well, see, the kids are sitting around having Coronas.
I admit I'm one of those mums, I don't really want it to grow up, so I'm sort of trying to keep that. I don't want, this is all going a bit too fast. But anyway, she went yesterday and I took her there. In fact, the whole family took her there, I'm not going to lie. Pearl came. Alpa came, Uncle Cam came. They ended up taking a group photo, like a family photo of us.
The CIA agent come? Box?
Yeah, no, Roger Box didn't come.
Well,
no.
You but, think he didn't. But that shrub was running behind you the whole time.
That was Roger.
Anyway, she's gone in. She did cry on the way there, and I was like, oh, maybe it's too early. Maybe I shouldn't be taking you. Maybe this is a bad move. Anyway, we got there, opened the car door. She leapt out. She basically ran in. I went, why are you so keen to go? Come
Find
back.
Free.
Come back. Anyway, she's gone in. She went in. She popped her bag down, popped her water bottle down on the table, knew what to do, sat down at the Play-Doh table. She's chatting away, having a time of her life. Anyway, I pulled the teacher aside and I did say, look, I just need to give you the heads up. She doesn't get out much. Like, you know, because it's true, Trix, she hasn't done daycare. She hasn't done a lot of these environments. So I just wanted to you know, make that really clear that this could be a difficult transition. And we look over at Trixie and she's having the time of her life and never missed me for a second. And the next second, I'm bawling my eyes out. Like, I was inconsolable. Aww. Oh, Feb, it was really difficult.
And she's already forgotten your name.
Well, I could tell.
Who's the old bag in the corner? Who is that one?
Well, I could
was
tell
it,
the
was it difficult because she's not like you and she sat down and had a chat with everyone? Or?
You really should introduce yourself to some of the salespeople. You've
just,
been here for 5 years.
Just the marketing people. Wait,
even just the producers. She keeps forgetting Caitlin's
this
name.
This is not my daughter.
I had a chat with Trix. I recorded it. This was my chat with Trix after she got back from kinder yesterday.
Sweetheart, how was your first day at kinder?
Good.
Did you like kinder?
Yeah, I played playing on the playground.
Good girl. And what else did you play?
And I went to the toilet.
You went to the toilet? Good girl.
And I washed my hands.
And you washed your hands, eh? That's a great thing to do. Good girl. Did you miss Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mummy missed you too. Did you make friends at kinder? Who were the friends you made at kinder?
Yeah, make any
sense. Oh, mind you, her powers of distraction were amazing. Did you miss Mum? I'm just going to talk gibberish and get out of this.
Actually, I heard that, and let's just replay. This was Trixie's reaction to Fifi saying, did you miss me? I don't know if this is a yes or a no. Did you miss me, Trixie? What does that mean?
She is your daughter.
Mind you, Fee was withholding dinner, so she had to answer the question sooner or later.
Hey, Fee, what did you think about that rave?
You know what was...
What about Dave's joke at 7:30?
Sorry, what?
Do you know what, though? I did feel... It was so cute when I did say to her, did you make any friends today? I asked her again later because I thought that was really sad when she said, no, I didn't. And I said later to her, did you make any friends? You know, tell me about your friends. And she said, oh, Mummy, I accidentally forgot to make friends with any of the children. I was like, oh, yeah. That's just so cute.
No, but she knows what side her bread's buttered on. She tells about any friends she's made. You're like, right, they're out of the
No, I was a howling mess, though. And at 13, 10, 60, if, like me, you have embarrassed yourself in front of kinder teachers, prep teachers, please tell the story. Please share. I mean, I can't be like, Fev, you must have cried when you were, you know, the girl's was, first day at kinder.
Was it a bit like that, Dave? Trixie will come home and say, Mummy, Lucy's not at kinder anymore. Yes. Got her kicked out.
That's exactly right. You only have one friend. It is me.
No, I remember.
No, go. Oh. No, go.
Jesus.
Oh, you're going to be a great joke. And so I went out on your joke.
Mate, I've got, we're talking sensitive stuff now. Okay, talking about going. Kids.
Keep yeah, going. Did you cry, Bev?
I didn't cry, but, you know, when Mia went to prep, they're just so cute. They got the little uniform on, and Mia's gorgeous. So she just had her hair done up, and off she went. Lenny was ready, so ready for kinder and school. She's like, see ya later, Dad. Pick me up later. Like, but Lulu was the one. She's the crier. Aww. She's already saying now she's got three-year-old camp, grade three camp, which is next year. She's already said she's not going.
Oh,
doesn't want to leave us. Like, just does
just
not want to leave.
At home.
Give us a call if it was a tough day for you as a parent, seeing just your kid off at kinder. We'll take your calls after this.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
A big day for Fifi yesterday, and a lot of parents are going to relate to this. Little Trixie's first day of kindy, and that's a big day for you too.
Cute. Can we hear her again?
Sure.
So cute.
Absolutely we can. I'll just grab that.
Time's flown since her third birthday when we dressed up as Princess Elsa.
No, you did
off.
That last year. You planned her third birthday party.
Here we go. This is Trixie's reaction after her first day of school. Her and her mummy having a little chat.
Sweetheart, how was your first day at kinder?
Good.
Did you like kinder?
Yeah, I played playing on the playground.
Good girl. And what else did you play?
And I went to the toilet.
You went to the toilet? Good girl.
And I washed my hands.
And you wash your hands, eh? That's a great thing to do. Good girl. Did you miss Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mummy missed you too. Did you make friends at kinder? Who were the friends you made at kinder?
I didn't make any friends.
Oh, wait a minute. I just picked up on it listening to it again, Fev, where she goes, I missed you too. No, she never said anything.
The best thing was every question that she wanted to answer, she answered the playground. Yes, I washed my hands. Did you miss me? Doopy 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 doopy.
She loves her mummy.
Paw Patrol.
Pauline in Eltham. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, thanks.
Oh, Pauline, it was a big day yesterday. I got a bit emotional. Can you empathise?
Oh, I absolutely can. My daughter's now like 26 years old, so this happened a long time ago, but exactly the same thing. She went off to prep. I took her there, had my baby with me, you know, and I was like, oh, you're going to be worried. She took off like there was no tomorrow. Down, bye, mummy. I'm blubbering. I walked out. I had to go shopping. I bought like 20 tons of chocolate, walked the whole, you know, every aisle of the supermarket sobbing, got to the checkout. The lady's like, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm just,
oh, no.
The whole time to go shopping. And she, like, it was like a three-hour orientation. So I spent the whole time walking around the supermarket. And by the time I finished, I was back at school picking her up again. It was hilarious.
Wow. I know. Well,
I think the worst thing, sorry, Fief, yeah, the worst thing is, it's a bit hard when I can't, it's a bit delayed.
you're in Adelaide.
Yeah, when you're in Adelaide, half an hour behind. When you're on your holidays and you get to spend your time with the holidays because of our holidays that we get to spend the Christmas holidays and the kids are so looking forward to the holidays. Gets to towards the end, they go, geez, I can't wait to go back to school, Dad. What's that? Well, we've had enough of you.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Really breaks your heart.
Oh, hang on. I mean, we said the lines were open on 13 10 60 for this one, and I suppose we should have expected this in many ways.
Well, we shouldn't have. She should be exhausted after her first day at three-year-old kinder. Trixie?
Good morning, Fiona.
Hello. What are you doing calling the show, darling?
Just riding high now that I'm edumacated. doing pretty good.
Are you? Did you have a good day at kinder?
Oh, guys, hey, to other peeps down in the studio, oh, my God, it was so embarrassing. Mum's all crying. I'm just like, hey, remember what Pearl said? Never show weakness in public. Like, oh, please don't do that. But, guys, I got to be honest, I had so much fun. Like, I was playing possum before when I said to Mum that I didn't make any friends. Boy, did I make friends. Like, I friends my brains out, guys. It was crazy. I took a wee out of the old boxy book too. Said everyone, let's have a play date. I'll wait for the text to come through and then I'll fob them off. It'll be good fun. But
Mummy doesn't do that.
Oh, yeah, no, I can see how you go to work every day. I love that stuff. You get there, you turn up, you get people to bark orders at, get food for you. I can see why you really like it, Fiona. It's a piece of fun. Can't wait to go back. I mean, yeah. Oh, how much do I get paid for kinder anyway?
You don't, and Mummy doesn't bark orders, and Mummy doesn't get people to get food for her.
Wait, you mean, okay. I thought it was like a job, I thought I got paid.
Trixie, you're at school.
Darling, no.
Okay.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Entertainers in the business, often when they visit a radio station or anywhere, television network, even when they play a concert, they have a rider. And if you're not familiar with what a rider is, it's usually a menu. It's drinks they want, food they want. It can even be, I know Jennifer Lopez famously likes 100 scented candles. It's just stuff that they require.
Ooh.
Anyway, Sam Armitage from Sunrise, she lifted the lid on what some travelling or visiting artists have required on Sunrise.
Justin Bieber here. He wanted freshly cooked spaghetti bolognese, and Coldplay, we had to get a seafood chef in. They wanted lobster in the morning and they didn't eat any of it. So we was very happy about
that. Wow.
I think they were just having a lend of it.
And Ed just wants a bottle of juice and some water.
Some honey.
So Sheeran was fairly low maintenance.
Yeah. I remember the Flo Rida came here and love Flo Rida, and before he performed he required a fried chicken. That was, that was the
just an entire chicken.
Just to duck down to Coles and get him one.
It's interesting though, because obviously Sam works on Sunrise, and it's just interesting to get that sort of background information, the behind the scenes stuff. You obviously also worked on Sunrise, Fief, so it might be good to get your real thoughts on these sorts of things.
Well, I'm sitting here. You can get my real thoughts.
There are also other ways we can tap into your real thoughts, including accessing your actual brain.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Yeah! Ex-weather reporter Fiona Bucks here, guys. Melbourne temperature is Fifi today. Late 30s and smoking hot!
Wow. Now, Fifi, I'll ask you first before we go to your real inner thoughts. Did you see anyone have unusual riders when you worked there at Sunrise?
No, to be honest. I didn't see that. Oh, when I was hanging out with Justin Bieber once, he didn't even have any.
Nah, I didn't really like hear it directly, but they didn't say it. But all the bands had something on the rider when they turned up, and that is getting an eyeful of this rink. Guys, stop checking out this bud and play your little ditties. It's embarrassing.
Okay, Fief, again, to you on this one. I mean, did you yourself have a specific rider when you were on Sunrise?
Of course I didn't. I've never had a rider in my life. Who do you think I am?
You bet I did. Okay, firstly, if you work with me, do not look me in the eyes. Now, secondly, always refer to me as beloved leader.
What?
And thirdly, and this, guys, I haven't told anyone this before, but Koshy had to give me financial advice topless. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the Dow Jones read out to you while an all-up bald man with a book full of dad jokes flexes his pecs, but it is quite the ride.
Okay, there we go. There is Fifi's brain on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
For mandaleyliving.com.au, a real hot one for Melbourne, 37 the high today.
Mel Gibson's out and about. He's doing a lot of PR press for his movie Hacksaw Ridge. Anyone here seen it?
I've heard it's very good. I don't.
It's up for a couple of awards.
Yeah.
Well, no, good on him, Mel. It's a good comeback. He's had a rough trot over the years. He's left some interesting voicemail messages for his partner.
Self-induced.
But yeah, he's had some been pulled over by the cops and had some interesting rants. But look at him. He's back. He's got this movie, and he's when he was interviewed on one of the red carpets, he did talk about some brutal, honest feedback he received from Denzel Washington.
Well, he says, I got two words for you, my friend, the gym. So I'm focused on my insulin tire right now. I got to do something about it. He's doing something about his. I think he's going working out every day.
Denzel told him to lose some kegs.
Denzel said, mate, what is that? You need to hit the gym.
Whoa.
Interesting. Denzel gave me some interesting feedback.
What? Sorry, what? What was it?
Good
morning.
No. Oh. He was, when I interviewed him for a movie, God, it was a movie about a train, I can't remember. Anyway, I went in, he interviewed me, he was obsessed by my name to the point where he left, and then Dickie Wilkins went in after me, And Richard came out and said that whole interview was about you because he was just like, Fifi Box. Well, what is that? Like, I just, her name.
Are you confusing Denzel with Russell Brand?
No, I'm not. That happened again that time. Anyway, it's a good icebreaker.
From Fifi Box to Dickie Wilson. That would have been great fun. Hey, something for our producers to do over the period of the next 24 hours before we go back on air.
Yes.
Get Denzel Washington's number for me, please. So he can ring the show. I need some feedback because
I need to
lose some weight.
You look great, Fev. I said that to you earlier. I think you look really good today.
You like a plump man.
You started a whole movement, Bikram eating. Remember that? I mean, this is a whole new thing that you're getting behind.
I need Denzel to give me a talk like when he did to Angelina Jolie in Bones. Anyway.
Why don't you? We'll get you back.
Have a good day.
We'll sort you out, Fev. Come into work tomorrow. We'll start sorting you out. Okay. We need to be more supportive as a family.
No, we absolutely, 100%.
Go to Nikki Markovics with the news.
Happy to.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au.